Imagine how much better your life would be if you just installed Flash. Think about it. Flash, it's the latest hot technology. I mean, if it's prompting you to install Flash, it's probably got a good reason for it. I mean, you should probably just put it in, get it in your computer, you know? Playing the instrumental version of that Puff Daddy song. And you're
Say what you want on fact. I'm not trying. Now you wanna buy me diamonds and Armani suits. Ain't even a genie in Chanel novel. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Pull one card saying I apologize. Are you with me? How could you ever deceive me? Maybach's a bitch, motherfucker.
Thank you. just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Thought in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
I would really love to just go back to bed. That would be pretty cool.
Coon ain't nothing like that New Jack Swing, boy. You know, that extension all the way up through the 90s, New Jack Swing, Teddy Riley, shout out to Teddy Riley. And also Sirius XM Fly on Sirius XM Channel 47 with the 90s and 2000s hip-hop and R&B. All right, my name's Kevin Kelly with R&B's name back in the day, Art Soul.
XM Liquid Metal. Guest DJ Spotlight.
This is David Guitarist Rex. I'm taking over Liquid Metal. I'm gonna play you Altar the Sacrifice, Jesus Saves from Slayer, because fucking Slatanic Hispanics right here, man. Fucking like heavy music, and she's like, oh, so what? Like,
bad day, like, for satellites, I guess.
How do you, how are you even into
shits
metal and you don't listen to Slayer? And I was just like, well, I don't know. You know, so she gave me Seasons in the Abyss first. And then from then on, you know, I bought South of Heaven, Rain and Blood, I bought fucking everything. And they were like my band. Like, you know, growing up, I was just always putting on, wearing Slayer gear, Yeah, dude, fucking carving a Slayer in my arm. Slayer. Getting down, screaming it, and fucking at all my teachers and shit when they kicked me out. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'd be like, fucking Slayer, just fuck you. I think I give a fuck about graduating.
I was more of a striper kind of guy, you know? Be safe from Satan's transmission here in the tunnel. Get Satan over the airwaves, I might as well get it in drink form. The power of the hellfires of Rockstar Recovery will keep me going today. I mean, I guess I could see what's on my phone while we're here in the tunnel. More of the devil's music. The original name of the song was One More Time for Satan. Not a lot of people know that. There's an ad for bus drivers on the back of this bus, but not like, hey, you should be a bus driver. It's like, it just says, it's a picture of a dude. It says, Donald, family man, bowler, 30-year safe driver. Thanking all of the safe drivers for decades of service. It's like, hey, this guy's been driving buses for a while. He's dope. So he likes to bowl. This intersection. Thank you. Thank you, Satan. Whoa. I just came out. I don't... Donald, family man, bowler, Satanist. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate, and dance. driving past some kind of sign at a bus stop that just says, 2 weeks, Lucifer. All right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Satan's everywhere. You proved it. You proved your point. And then as soon as I looked at it, the sign changed to something else. I mean, I assume it's one of those electronic rotating signs, but I can't be sure. Nice of them to just have a hair metal station so you can do things like listen to Crocus. I wouldn't have thought of Crocus as a hair band, but I guess I don't really know that much about Crocus other than I think their name is funny. Crocus. Crocus. It's fun. I mean, say it. Say it. Say you love Crocus. If you think about it, Metallica is a pretty fucking awful name for a band. It's worked out really well for them, don't get me wrong. But, like, they just sit down and be like, let's start a metal band. All right, what do you want to call it? Metal? Like, no, we can't. Well, I mean, that's what we are. All right, well, what? How can we work the genre we're trying to play in into the name of our band? We want people to know what we're about from a distance, you know? That would be like deciding that you wanted to be a rapper and then just like naming yourself like the rap guy, the rap man, something like that, something awful like that. Started reissuing like black background plates and license plates in California because I've seen a lot of them on newer cars lately. Unless that is some dumb trend of like going and finding old plates and then registering them and. Why is it okay for every ska band to use the word in their name? Because ska is fun. That's the difference. The people in ska bands are fucking goofballs.
Breaking Bones. New music. From Motorhead. Sympathy for the Devil.
Ozzy's Bonya on Sirius XM.
Because the people in ska bands don't know any better. Also, there's 20 of them in the band. And ska is the only thing they can all agree on. All right. I'm at the office. I'm going to go do office things. Have a good Monday, everybody.